Representative Bobby Rush slams police union as sworn enemy of black people. By Warner Todd Houston on April 8, 2019. As the fallout over the Jussie Smollett hate crime hoax continues to roil the city of Chicago, sides are being chosen over the state's attorney's dismissal of the case. And now Congressman Bobby Rush has chimed in to exclaim that the city's police union is the sworn enemy of black people. Rush was a former member of the criminal organization the Black Panthers and was the organization's defense minister under 1960s leader Fred Hampton. As one of the group's militant leaders, Rush urged the Black Panthers to arm themselves and prepare for armed resistance to the police. The former Black Panther was elected to Congress in 1993 from Chicago and is now accusing the Chicago police of setting themselves up as enemies to the Windy City's black population. The federal order of police is the sworn enemy of black people, the sworn enemy of black people, Rep. Rush said, according to the Chicago Tribune. Rush went on to voice support for the Obama-connected state's attorney who shocked everyone by abruptly and without explanation dropping the charges against the Empire actor who reported a hate crime that the Chicago police and a grand jury termed a likely hoax. The FOP has always taken the position that black people can be shot down in the street by members of the Chicago Police Department and suffer no consequences, Rush added. Let's be clear, Kim Fox, her battle, is with the FOP and all of their cohorts. Fox has come under increasing fire for her actions in Smollett's favor, even facing the condemnation of nearly every police chief in the county. For its part, the police union called Rush's comments ignorant, offensive, malicious, and false, and reiterated a demand that Fox resign. These outrageous and irresponsible comments have demeaned each and every Chicago police officer, regardless of their race, the union said Saturday. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.